It was New Year's 2024, and I was out at a party with friends where one of our mutual homies was DJing. I had a few beers and smoked a backwood with about 2 grams of weed in it before coming back inside to find a homie walking around with an open backpack full of mushrooms. I live in a larger city where people don't really care and the party was packed, probably how he avoided any penalty for this. Anyway, we are close, so he just gave me some. I took about 1/4 ounce of these mushrooms at around 1:45 AM while sitting under one of their dining tables like a gremlin. I went about the night and everything was wonderful and fun, even going down the block a little to shotgun another beer from the gas station and check out some abandoned buildings. I came back to the party around 2:30 and it was only more packed than before, but with many more unfamiliar heads. The sidewalk was lined with random people and the building was packed, so I kinda just tucked myself by the front door as to still hear the music. Around 2:50, I heard 3 loud pops from around the corner of the venue. I ran around and saw a man I thought was no older than 20 bleeding out from the side of his skull. There was so much blood it formed into a crimson pool completely covering the curb and the panel of the sidewalk he laid on. I called the ambulance and me and my friends began administering CPR. I checked his pulse while my friend's girlfriend gave chest compressions and this man's older brother administered the breaths. As she pumped, I felt his blood move through his wrists and simultaneously push more out of the hole in his head. I remember every cry and every frantic voice saying, "Stay with me, bro, stay with me, it's gonna be okay." It's crazy, but in these moments, everything became extremely clear. It was sobering in the moment, but as the ambulance took too long to arrive and finally got him, I began sinking back into the most terrifying trip of my entire life. About 20 to 25 people from the party, all closer friends, brought me home and stayed with me for a few hours as I had a full mental breakdown and experienced a mild psychosis. I was frantically checking the windows, begging for a benzo to try to end my trip and experience this with a normal brain, but even the Xanax I took after didn't help. I went into the bathroom panicking and sat on the floor as deep blue vines with yellow eyeball-esque growths on it grew through the floor trim and cracks under the door and window. I felt consumed in a jungle of pain, and in that moment, I began frantically praying for the man and his family. After that, I looked myself in the mirror and saw my sullen face transforming from dead to alive and bleeding from my eyes. I think I was just crying, but it was terrifying in the moment. Every time I closed my eyes, I watched my childhood memories pour from my own eyes and drain into a black void. I'm talking every field trip, every partner, all the stuff that my subconscious thought was important. I know I wasn't the one shot, but I've never seen anything like this before, other than on the internet. So I believe my brain was trying to sort out the situation, and definitely wasn't doing so correctly. I remember looking at myself and calmly explaining that I would never be the same after seeing something like that. I have a party room in the second floor of my house, and that was where most people were, so I headed up there. I thought not being alone would help, but I began pacing frantically and asking them to stop talking and then to start because the silence was too much, to change the music and then change it back, anything in an attempt to gain control of my mental. The floor was wavy at first, but started turning into a downward spiral. I grabbed my journal and began writing an entry in broken, shaky handwriting. I didn't even want to write the details because I knew I'd have to read this back the next day, and because my paranoia had made me believe I was next, and I wanted no indication that I had the mark of death around me. "I have no idea. I'm tripping off, and I saw something I've only ever seen in my nightmares and online. I feel bad to be in such a position where others care about me more than the kid who we watched carted to the hospital. Prayers to him, blessed to be here to complain." After the journal entry and more pacing and freaking out, I realized there was a complete stranger dressed in a fur coat and a bear hat talking about how much therapy she's gonna need after this. I don't know why, but the terrifying combination of a bear in my house and the thought of having to unpack and live with this memory the rest of my life made me ask everyone to leave. This was around 5 AM, and I asked my best friend and his girlfriend if they could stay upstairs on the couch, just in case I had an emergence of psychosis or some other situation arose. Truth is though, I was just paranoid and needed a tether to reality. I don't remember falling asleep, but I woke up in a puddle of tears. For weeks after the incident, I didn't go out. I was checking my windows constantly and scared every time my phone rang. I believed I was being hunted by death. I have dealt with paranoia my whole life and have managed my symptoms well up until this point, but the situation had made many of my visual hallucinations and paranoid thoughts return for a while after. Shadow people in the doorways, distorted faces in the windows, hands grabbing my ankles from under my bed, panic attacks and nightmares, the usual. I started having intense visions of my own death. First they were nightmares, but now they just flash in my head throughout the day, still dealing with this. The hospital called a mutual friend 2 days later to say that he was in critical condition for those 2 days, and that his family decided to call it after they found out he'd never speak, walk, or basically do anything anymore. I prayed every day for 3 months for his family, and part of me still feels bad that all those people were there for me and not him in those moments. Maybe more collective energy could have saved him for more than 2 days. I don't know, but all I do know is that was awful. And I can only imagine the pain that him and his family went and are going through. God, what a harrowing story that was. I actually started shaking a little bit reading that. This is my message to the writer of this story. I really hope that you find peace and that there was nothing else you could have done to help the situation more than you already did. I'm glad you're even in the right state of mind to write out your terrifying experience in my Reddit community. I know how tough that must have been, but I hope typing it up and me reading it on the channel has made you feel slightly better, even if it was only a minor improvement. Now, this is my message to everyone who is still watching. Let's all come together as a community in support of this person. Let's all come together as a community to support this person. I see hate comments, not a lot as most are positive, all the time on every video I upload making fun of the tripper in the story. This though was simply out of their control, and even if they weren't on shrooms, it would still be a pretty terrifying experience, but more so since the shrooms are such a mind-altering drug. Everyone, I ask you to leave a positive message that this person could take with them for the foreseeable future, so it's easier to cope with the tragic event that happened that day. I am not done here though, as someone else commented a story about how their dad witnessed something similar while also tripping on shrooms. It would be nice to also give positive messages to the commenter's dad, and maybe they can show them that there are tons of people who support him. I know I can rely on you all to do this because this community is extremely loving and understanding, and I'm grateful for that every single day. Alright, let's read this last story. This story reminded me of a story my dad told me from when he was in his 20s. Him and some buddies took large doses of mushrooms he was growing and selling at the time. Anyway, one of those buddies had a mental break and attempted suicide by very deeply slitting his wrists. He said as soon as he saw the wounds, it was like reality stopped. He dissociated hardcore and believed he was in a movie, and saw the blood and exposed fat and tissue as shitty gore effects from an old horror movie. He said he reached out to touch it out of curiosity before another friend slapped his hand away. Luckily, someone there had it together enough to get the dude to the hospital. This whole group of dudes on high doses of mushrooms spent the remainder of their trip in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear any news about their friend. They were all having a collective breakdown, freaking out. They all thought he had died, as I believe he was unconscious when they arrived to the hospital. He survived, but ended up taking his life some years later, but it affected my dad deeply, and still does to this day. He fell deeply depressed after this trip, and was so for months after. His friend was never really the same. My dad didn't touch psychedelics for years after that. When he did again, he spent his whole trip having extreme suicidal thoughts. He had it set in his mind that he had to take his own life. Luckily, he had a friend there who spent 4 to 5 hours talking him out of it. These days he can trip again in peace. I introduced him to DMT and he loves it, but that's a different story. The story maybe doesn't fit here, but this reminded me of it as it's not too often you hear stories of people encountering real horrible things happening while tripping. Even just someone being sad when I'm tripping is enough to deeply affect me. I cannot imagine something like that. I found myself in some less than ideal situations while on psychedelics that have left pretty serious scars, but something like this would ruin me entirely. It's important to remember that you could not have done anything to save him. Wrong place, very wrong time. What happened was out of you or any of your friends' control. Don't beat yourself up over it. You should not feel any guilt after this experience. But the fact that you are tells me you're a kind and caring soul. I'm just gonna read the last two comments that the original poster replied with, and then we'll end the video, and hopefully not be traumatized. Thank you for sharing your story and your kind words. I go to therapy weekly when I can fit into my schedule, and I've found some great coping mechanisms for the intrusive thoughts and nightmares, but I think some of this imagery is gonna take a long time to go away. You are right though, I think it's time I stop torturing myself with the idea of not saving him, and just be grateful to have given his family enough time to say their goodbyes. Thank you so much. Also, the self-harm aspect of this story is super scary, because one individual's struggle can become a collective experience under that kind of psychedelic environment, and I'm just glad nobody else was injured. But my condolences to your father, as it sounds like even if it was long after, your dad lost a good friend to mental health, and nobody deserves that pain, internal or external. I hope you can all take something from this. Always be grateful for your good friends, family, and even coworkers. You only live once on this planet, and it's not healthy to keep beating yourself up for things you cannot control. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and stay safe out there.